Vayter in Shasra and Daf Tesva, picking it up on Yudalim Beis, about the bottom of the page, three lines up in the middle of the line. Shalu S. Ben Zoma. So we're continuing along in our trek over here. We mentioned Ben Zoma, and we talk about him again. Ma'ul Sruse Kalba. Is there an Isser to go in to Sruse, means to castrate, to cut off, or as the technical term would be, to neuter a dog? Rashi says, Hol Vesiris Ksiv Eitzel Mume Karbon, since it brings down the Pesukim discussed by a carbon, that you're not living a certain carbon if it has a sris, if it's castrated in any way. The kelav afil chalif of aser, and we know that a kelav, a dog, even its replacement would be aser l'mizbeach, mishum mechir kelav, aser l'sasar lo, would be aser, prohibited to go out and to be mesiris it, to go out and neuter it, if we know that the pasuk is talking about carbonus, it can't be, carbonus can't be brought as a carbon. Amar lahem, he says back to him, ba'artachem lo sasu, in your land, do not do this. In the pasuk in Vayikra, which says that after all those ideas, speaking about the carbon, if it's a Swiss anyway, that it can be brought, it also then ends off by saying, "Uve artzachem lo sasu, in your land, don't do this," which means kol shav artzachem lo sasu, anything which is in your land, do not do this. You're not allowed to go ahead and castrate even a dog. Shalos ben zaman asam basula sheibra ma'olicha in gadol. We know that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a woman who has had relations with anybody. So what happens if you have a basula, a virgin, she'ibra, that she gets pregnant? How is that possible? We're going to see that in Daf Tesvav, talking about that she, let's say, took a bath and there was some zera there and she got pregnant from that. So basula, she'ibra, ma'ala, kohen gadol. She's allowed to be married to a kohen gadol. She's not allowed to be with a woman who is a ba'ula. Micha shinon de Shmuel, v'choshesh for Shmuel, k'damar Shmuel, Shmuel coming, he said, turn the page, Tesvav. Yochalani, I'm able to live al kama bi'ilos belodam. I'm able to have many bi'ilos relationships without any blood coming out. Rashi says shahaya baki b'hatoya v'zunami nivelaskin. That really, because he was a baki, he was an expert in knowing how to do different positions to make sure that they don't break the hymen in a way that you think that maybe she's a virgin, but really she isn't. And therefore, are we choshish for such a thing? So when she says, well, it turns out she's pregnant, and she says that she never had a relationship with anyone, though, and she still has everything intact, she's still considered a basula, and therefore they are allowed to be, and we say that, oh no, maybe it was just this position shtickle, and she really was with somebody. That's not a normal case that a woman's able to have this relationship without becoming a bula, in which case, of course, they're allowed to continue to be married. Amalahu, so he said back to Shmuel Oshriach. He says it's not a normal thing. It's Shmuel, the Shmuel case. Therefore, don't worry about it. V'chashin and Shema Bambati Ebra. And we're worried. We're chushish that maybe it was in a bath. Rashi says Kli Shiroch Sambo Kol Aguf V'yishlam Shetiach Sham Adam Shichozer V'nichas Bebe'a. That she was in the bath where a person before was in there, and there was some zera there that entered in. That she got pregnant. I v'amr Shmuel Kol Shichozer Sheinu Yore Kachit in a Mazras. Right? Shmuel says that if Shichozer that shoots like an arrow, it's not able to actually cause a woman to get pregnant, and this will just be sitting over there. The guy who was in the bathtub before, it did come out like that. So what it means is, and Shmuel says that it doesn't mean that it has to enter into the woman like that, but it just means it has to be able to do that in order to actually impregnate. And that's what happened here. Tana Rabbana on story time. He was standing on an area of Harabayas. V'ra ben Zoma v'lom in front of him. Ben Zoma saw him, and he didn't stand up for him. Amar lo, so he says to him, Yeshua says, who was older, and therefore you should have mechabed him. He says, Me'ayin ula'ayin ben Zoma. Amazing concept. In other words, from where and to where is ben Zoma? Rashi explains, where are you coming from, and where's your heart turret? Like, obviously, you're somewhere else right now. Where were you? You're absent mind that you didn't stand up for me. Amar lo, he says, Sofa yisi bin mayim elyon l'mayim tachtonim. Rashi says that he was being mizbonin b'maisa b'reishas. He was thinking about maisa b'reishas, about the upper waters and the lower waters. Ve'ein bein zeh lezeh, el shol shesbos b'vadn, between the two of them is only three etzbos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'ruach elukim rachafes al pnei hamayim. The ruach of Hashem was mirachafes, was floating al pnei hamayim, over the waters. Ki yona shemirachafes al pnei ve'ein odegas, just like a yona, like a dove that hangs over, hovers over its kids without touching them, and that's the amount of shalshas bows. Amalehan, he said, Amalehan Rabbi Shua Tamidav, Rabbi Shua afterwards told to his Tamidim, Adain Ben Zoma Bechutz, Ben Zoma is still outside. In other words, meaning he still doesn't get it. Michti, let's explain why he's off. Viruach Lukim Rechavas Alpanei Amayim, Emes Havi, when was the Jew that happened? Be'yom Rishon, that was only in Be'yom Rishon. Havdala Be'yom Hashini Udava, but on the second day, there was Havdala, they separated them. The Sivas Apostle says, Vahiyah Mavdil Ben Mayim Lamayim, that Hashem separated between the two of them, between Mayim and Mayim, and therefore it was more than this. So how much is it? Right? What's the actual distance between the two, the upper water to the lower waters? Yaakov Kimlo Nima is like the amount of a hair's breadth. Rabbanan Abri Ki Guda De Gamla. It says, it's like, Rashi says, explains, Kimizdarim Vachim Shel Gasher, Luchim Shel Gasher, Zu, Eitzel Zu, Iev Shashalote Revach Meintayim, V'chein glime, v'chein kase, says that it's the boards of a bridge. When you have these planks of wood, one next to the other, there's space in between, and that amount of space. Marzucha v'tema, v'asiya amar, kitzrei glime, deprisei adadi, it's like two different pieces of clothing, articles of clothing, that are spread out, one on the other. V'amila, kitzrei kase, deschifei adadi. He explains that the difference, the distance is like two cups, one inside of the other. That's just kfufin. That's cuff of inside the other one. Now, the Gemara discussed the concept yesterday. We discussed about the four that went into the Pardes, and one of them being Acher. Otherwise known, his name was Elisha ben Avoy, became known as Acher, and we'll see why in today's Gemara. Acher, kitzis minitios, he cut down the tios, small trees, saplings. Rashi says, kilkel v'ives, kinichnas lepardes, and mekatzis minitios, they went in and started chopping him down. Notice, he went off the derech. All of a kasav Omer and him, the pasuk says, "Al titin es picha lachti es besarecha." Don't give your mouth to go and sin on your basa, on your flesh. Mahi, what is it? What happened? Chaza mitatron. Mitatron is one of the is a malach. And when he went to the paradise, it's like the deepest levels of the Torah, and he went to a place. We saw the malachim, and he saw this malach. De isya'av alei reshusa lemeisav lemichtav zachvasa deyusol. He was given reshus in order to sit down and to write down all the good things of the Jewish people. Amar, he said, Gemiri, he said, hold on 1 second. We have a tradition that we know, Dilamala lo avi lo yeshiva lo tachus lo oder lo oref lo ipoy. There's no sitting over there, and there's no competition. There's no, literally, oref means like the back of the neck, and Rashi explains what that means is that the b'chol tzidei in yishlem panim, there's faces all around the malachim. Anywhere you look, you see there's a face. Lo ipoy is aifus, there's no getting tired. Shema Chasa Shalom Shtei Rishuyos saying, what's going on? He's sitting down over here. Maybe there's two Rishuyos. The fact that he goes ahead, there's two powers, there's two gods that's going on, and that he himself, Matatron, is some sort of god also, and that's why he's allowed to go and sit over there. Afkun Lematatron, they took Matatron, and Umachyuhu Shitin Pulse Denura. They gave him Malkus, basically, 60 Malkus of fire. Amrlay, and they said to him, "My time ki chazise lo kam to mikmei. Why didn't you stand up when you saw Acher come in?" Rav Marshall explains, in other words, that he shouldn't go to be making a mistake. At that point, then Matatron was able to go ahead. He was given Mishus to erase all the schusim of Acher. Yatsa Baskel v'Amra, a heavenly voice came out and said, Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'Acher. Return all wayward sons except for Acher. Wow, wow, we were very intense. Amar, so Acher said, Hol v'itrid ha'u gavr me'u amma. Since that person, meaning himself, was kicked out of that world, and he's not going to the world to come, leipik lisnai, b'hai alma, at least let me go and get benefit in this world. Let me enjoy myself. Nafak Acher l'tabas ra. And he ended up going off the derech. Nafak Ashkach Zona Tava. He went out and he saw that there was a Zona. Tava, he requested to have a relationship with her. Amalei said, Falav Elisha ben Avuya? Aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? Akar Pugla Mimesha B'Shabbos V'Yavla. He uprooted a tznon, a radish, Mimesha from an aruga, from a patch, and he gave it to her. That is in Isser Dorai, so one of the Malachos. Amran, she said, wow, Acherhu, this must be somebody else. Now, Acher, even though he went after Derech, he still was involved in Torah and teaching Torah near the Talmud Rabbi Meir, who used to go ahead and still learn from him. Ashal Acher, Rabbi Meir, Lachash, Yotel Tabasra. After he went after Derech, he went and he asked Rabbi Meir, He said, Amalei, he says to him, "My dersev." How do you understand the pasuk when it says in Koheles, "Gamezeh l'umazeh asa elukim"? Hashem did this one, and also He did that one. Amalei, he said back to him, "Kol mashabar kadosh baruch hu bara kenegda." Anything Hashem created, He created something which is kenegda, opposite it. Bara harim, bara gavos. He made mountains, He made hills. Bara yamim, He made oceans. Bara naharis, He made rivers. So that's what it means. Zulu umazu, you created something, and there was something else just like it. Amar lo, so he said, Rabbi Akiva rabcha lo amar kach. So that's not what Rabbi Akiva said. Ela bar tzadikim bar rishayim. He said that Hashem created tzadikim and Hashem created rishayim. So it's not something which is similar to it, but actually the opposite of it. Bar gan eden, bar gehenim. Kol echad ve'echad yesh lo shnei chalakim. Every person has a chilek in each one of them. Gan eden and gehenim. Echad b'gan eden v'echad b'gehenim. Zacha tzadik. Not al chalko v'chelik chaver b'gan eden. We have a zocha tzaddik, when a tzaddik does zocha, he ends up getting his portion and his friends. The schay of Rasha, when a Rasha becomes schay for what he's done, not al chalko v'chelik chaver b'gan him. Amar Rav Mishar Shia Maikra. Where do we find this in the pasuk? Gabe tzaddikim k'sev. When it comes to tzaddikim, it says lochein ba'artzam mishne yirashu. The tzaddikim are going to get a double Yerusha in their land. Gabi Rishayim Ksiv, it says, Mishnah Shibaru and Shavrim, that they're going to go ahead and they're going to have the double whammy of negative, bad things, of disasters, are going to be broken. They're going to get. Another one, we know that Acher comes along and he challenges Rabbi Meir after he went off the derech. He says, "My, what do you do with the pasuk that says, Lo yarchenu zahav is chokhisus murasa klipas?" What does that mean when it says that? This pasuk is talking about chachma. It's talking about wisdom. The full pasuk says that. Where's the? Hold on. We have a few pasukim in a row in Iyov. First, it says in the Chaf Ches Yud Beis, it says vachachma man timatzah. We're going to find wisdom. Then lo yada enosh arko. People don't understand the value of what wisdom is. Lo timatzah v'artzachayim. It's not found in the land of the living. Lo yirchenu zav as chokhis tumarasak lipas. Gold and glass can't be valued to it, and it's exchange. And gold, meaning to say, that's how powerful, that's how much wisdom is. Amar lo, he says back to him, Eilu divrei Torah shekashim lekenosam kiklei zav klei paz. He says that's, it's talking about divrei Torah that are hard to go out and to be kone, just like getting gold kelim and gold. Shekashim lekenosam kiklei zav uklei paz. Yeah, different types of gold. V'nochin la'abdim kachesus, but it's easy to lose them. Like zchuchis, like glass, right? It's like the shechut. It's hard to acquire and easy to forget things. Amarlos, he says, Rabbi Kiva Abchalom, because Rabbi Kiva Rebbe didn't say that. Elamak leizav, kli zchuchis, afal pi, shenishbu yishlam takana. Even though when it comes to gold utensils and glass things, even when they break, they can be fixed. We can go break them down and start it over. Af tam lechacham, so to tam lechacham, afal pi shesarach, even though he went off the derech, yishlam takana, he's able to go ahead and he can become better. Amar Loz, so he says, okay, then afat chozer b'chaz. So do tshuva. Why don't you come back? You know, you went off, come back. Amar Loz, he says, no. Kfar shamati mecher pargud. I heard from behind the curtains, shuva banim shovim, chutz me'acher. I don't stand a chance. Everyone can come back except for me. Tana Rabbanon, once upon a time we know that ma'isav achav is a story with achav. Shai rochav elusuz b'shabbos is riding a horse on Shabbos. Shai Rabbi Meir mahalach achar v'lo motorim and pivu is walking after him to learn Torah. Amar Loz, he said to him, Meir chazor lacharecha. Meir, turn back. Shekfar shi'arti be'ikve asus. I already counted out, I evaluated through the steps of my horse. Ad kan tchum Shabbos, this is tchum Shabbos. And you know, you're not allowed to do an avera, so you got to go back. You believe in this stuff and you're still connected, get out. So Amar Lo, he says back to him, Afatach Hazbacha, you should also go back. In other words, do tshuva. Amar Lo, he says back to him, Velo kfar amati l'chot, then I already tell you, kfar shemati mechara pagod, shuva banu shonu mechutz me'acher, I'm not able to. Takfei alayu, l'bei midrasha. So Rabbi Meir, what he did is he grabbed him and he brought him to the base medrash. He's trying to go ahead and get him to the tshuva. Amalei l'inuka, and he goes, they walk to the base medrash and there's a kid there. So Acher says to this boy, Psokli psukech, tell me, what did you learn? Amalei, he says, Ein shalom amar Hashem l'rishayim. There's no peace, Hashem says, to the Rishayim. They went to another base medrash. Amalei l'inuka, he says, Psokli psukech, tell me what you're learning. Amalei, he says, Ki im t'chapsi baneser v'sayibi loch boris, even if you're going to clean yourself with these types of soap, Nichtav avonich lefanai, your sin is in front of me. Sounding like you're not able to do tshuva. I led the Bekinish Achrite, went another one. Amalei, when he walked in, they said the following to him, they said the following to the boy, Turn the page. Says Vavam Beis. He says Al Yanuka. Psokli Psukeich. Tell me what you're learning. Amalei. He said Vaat Shadud Ma Taasi Kil Silbashi Shani. Yeah, and you shuddered, the one that has been like a pirated. What are you going to do when you, if you're going to wear shani, scarlet, if you also kisadi adi zahav, if you put on clothing made out of gold, if you paint your eyes with makeup, you're going to be beautifying yourself for nothing. Not really working out from these psukim. Until you ended up going to 13 of them. And kulo poskeleki aigavna. All of them said things along these lines which didn't look good for him. Labasa amalei. So in the last kid he said, psukli psukech, tell me what you learn. And amalei says to him, v'la rasha amar elokim, malacha l'saper chukei. And to the rasha, Hashem said, for what reason are you going ahead and speaking out my Torah? Right, it sounds like, there's no purpose for you anymore. Ahuyinuka have a megamgim belishna. That boy, he actually was megamgim. He stuttered. And he said, and it sounded like he said, as opposed to saying, Vila Rasha Amer Lukim Alacha, Vila Elisha Amer Lukim. He thought he was saying, in Elisha, what's the point of you doing anything? Yigid Amri, that Sakina Ava Bidei Bakari, Acher had a knife with it in his hand, and he chopped the kid up. He killed him. Vashadil Tlesa Bekanishta, and then he sent his body to the 13 different shuls. Ve'ikadami, some say no. Amar, he just said, Ihavi Bidei Sakini, if I would have a knife in my hand, Ava Karinale, I would have cut you up. But he actually didn't do anything to him. Kinach nafshid Acher, when Acher passed away, when Acher died. Amar, they said, lo meidin l'dayne, we're a little bit stuck. We can't really judge him. We can't send him to Gehenim. V'lo l'mala da'asei le, say we also can't go and bring him to l'mala, can't bring him upstairs, because he's doing all these averis. Lo meidin l'dayne, lo meidin l'dayne, we can't, Gehenim, why? Mishem da'asek b'areisa, because he spent a lot of time studying the Hilig HaToyed, and that helped him. For the Lamala da'asek b'areisa, we can't go bring him upstairs. Mishem da'chatab, because he did a veris. I'm a mayor. Mutav de'lidayne le'se la'ama da'asek. It's good to go and judge him and to bring him downstairs. In other words, take him to Gehenim. At least he shouldn't be stuck in limbo over here. Let him go there, and he'll have his tikkun down there, and then masay amos va'ala asha mikivro. When I die, I'm going to bring smoke from his kever, and I'm going to bring smoke up from his kever that I'm going to show that he actually made it into Gehenna. I'm going to bring him there. Kinach nafshid Rav Meir, when he died, salakutra mikiver da'acher, suddenly smoke started coming out of the kever of Acher. Amar Rav Yochanan says, well, what's so good about this? This is much later. It says, gevurta lemekel rabba, is it a strong thing, a powerful thing to go ahead and to burn your rabbi? Sorry, wrong trap, and I read it wrong. This is someone who was one of us. He was one of ours. And now, can we save him? If I'm going to take him by the hand and bring him to Gan Eden, is someone going to go ahead and try to take him away? Rashi explains, he's saying, well, no one's going to stop me. I'll bring him into Gan Eden. I'll take his hand, I'll take him, I'll escort him. And no one's going to stop me. I'll save him from this horrible predicament that he finds himself in. So Amar, he then said, Masai Amos v'achabe Hashem mikivro. Says, when I die, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to put out the smoke that's on his kever. Kinach nafshid Rabbi Yochanan, pasach kutra mikivro da'acher, this happened, and pasach aleha hu saptana, on him, on Rabbi Yochanan, the saptana, the eulogizer, opened up and said, afilu shofar shomer pesach lo'omen lefanecha Rabbeinu. Even the Shomer Pesach, that is the one who guards the entranceway to Gehenim, didn't stop you from going in and taking care of what had to be done. Rashi says, "Shel Gehenim lo amu lefanecha, Rabbeinu b'boach lahotzi acher misham." Bito Shalacher, the daughter of Acher, asked the Rebbe, came in front of Rebbe. Amalei, she said, "Rebbe, parnaseini, I need some money. Like, help me out. I got a little tzedakah." Amalei says to her, "Bas miat, whose daughter are you?" Amalo, Bito Shalacher, I'm the daughter of Acher. Amr Loa, Dain Yesh Mizarab Olam, but there's still someone from his from his children that exists in the world. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, Lo nin v'lo neched ba'amo ve'ein srid b'megurav. This pasuk is going on Rishayim. That's saying there's not going to have any children or grandchildren that are going to survive. So what's going on? Amar lo, she says back to him, Zechor l'sareso v'al tizkor ma'isav. Remember his Torah, but don't remember his actions. Miyad yod ha'esh v'sichsicha safsal l'shel Rebbe. Immediately a fire came down and burnt the bench that he was sitting on, showing that it's right to respect his Torah. Bacha Vamer Rebbe, Rebbe cried and he said, another, we see Rebbe cries a few times in Shas like this, at least a couple. When you have someone who goes ahead and he's disgracing the idea of Torah, this is what happens to him. In other words, that they send fire in his honor. Imagine what's going to happen to those who praise the idea of the Torah. What's this little side question here? How can it be that Rebbe learned Torah from Acher? How do we understand the pasuk that says, the lips of the Kohen, you should show me a das, guard the knowledge, and you should seek out Torah from him. Throwback to Moi Katan Yuzai, my friends, right? We learn Torah from someone who's what? Kisiv Sekon Yishpura, that Ki Malach Hashem Tzavakos, who mean, Im Domer Rav Lamalach Hashem Tzavakos, if your Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem, so then you go ahead and you learn from him. Then you've actually Torah Mipiu. V'im Lav, and if not, Ali you've actually Torah Mipiu, do not go ahead and get Torah from him. So what's Pshat over here? Acher clearly wasn't behaving like a Malach Hashem, so what's happening to Rebbe? Reb Meir is learning from him. I'm Reish Lakish. Reb Meir Kra Ashkech V'derech. Reb Meir found the Pasuk to rely on to learn from him. Says the Pasuk, Hat Oznecha Ushma, Divrei Chachamim. Turn your ear and to hear the words of the Chachamim. V'libcha Toshis Ladati, but put your heart to me, to my Das. L'day Tomlo Nemar, it doesn't say to their Das, Eladati, according to my Das. Even if you have someone who went off, but if he's talking about the Chachma, the Hashem, so then you can go ahead, Ladati, you go and you can listen to their stuff. So, right, so we have two different psukim over here. What's going on? Rav Chanina Amar Mehacha, he says from the following pasuk, that he learned you're allowed to listen to him, because Shimi Bas Re'i Vati Aznech, V'shichya Meich Beis Avich. Listen, daughter, and see and bend your ear to listen, but forget your people and your father's house. Which means you could listen to what they're saying, if this is something which you're supposed to hear, but don't learn from their evil ways. Kashukariyadadis, you have two psukim seem to go against. One says, Esmi Amalach Hashem. The other one says, listen for the wisdom, if it's a proper wisdom. It's more lokasha. Habagadol, habakatan. The pasuk is saying that you should learn Torah from them, learn Torah from whomever. It's talking about a gadol. Rashi says, Hayodeli Zar, Shilayilma Bimarisov, Yachalilma Torah Mipiv. Someone you know, you're not going to learn, someone is mature enough to be able to not learn from his evil ways. He can make a distinction. There you can. Habakatan, was talking about a katan, doesn't have the ability to make those distinctions, and therefore he's not learn from them altogether. He also have Dimi Amar Dimi came and he said the following. Amar Rabbi said, "Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Meir Achal Tachla V'Shad Shichal Avra." Rabbi Meir used to go out and eat the outside and throw away the pit. What that means is he was able to go ahead and take the stuff which is good, and he knew how to separate that which he's allowed to learn, that which he's not allowed to learn. Darish Rabba, we have to be on such a level to do such a thing, right? Serious business over there. Darish Rabba says, "My dechsev." What does he says in the pasuk? Kinshir Hashirim, El Ginas Egos Yeradati Liros Beibe Anachal. I went down to the Ginas Egos, the Garden of Nuts, and to look at the green Liros, the green plants of the streams. Why are Talmid Chachamim compared to an egos, to a nut, to the egos nuts? To tell you, my egos there, this nut, even though the outside of it gets all dirty and disgusting and whatnot, the stuff on the inside is not affected at all. It's totally good. It has protection. Even though he goes off, his Torah doesn't get disgusting. Viter says a Gemara. Ask Rav Rishil Eliyahu. We saw Eliyahu in Amalei. He says to Eliyahu, "My ka'avid Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's Hashem doing right now?" Amalei says, "Kamer Shmaisei Mipumaya Dekul Rabbanu." You're saying all the teachings of all the rabbis. However, Rashi says that Achshav Shama Lekolech Avamer Shmuel Mipiv. He's saying Mipiv made the Rabbi Meir look Amar, but he's not saying that with that from the words of Rabbi Meir. Amar Le'amai says, why not? He says Mishum to Kol Gomer Shmaitzim Mipiv Med Acher, because he learned from the mouth of Acher. Therefore, he's not saying Rabbi Meir Amar Le. So he said Amai, but what's the problem? Rabbi Meir Rimon Matzah. He's like. He found a rimon, a pomegranate. Tochol achal, he ate the inside of it, and klipas azarak, he threw away the peel. Amar Leh, so Leon never said back, hashta ka'amar, you okay? Now you know what's happening? Right now, Hashem agrees with you, and he started to say, Meir bini omer, Meir my son says. The Bach changed it to Kachu Omer. So says the following: Zman she'adam mitzta'er, at the time when a person is in suffering, Shechina ma loshan omeres. What does the Shechina say? Mosef Rashi brings from Sanhedrin. What are we suffering over? Shepur anus ba'olav ba'avona, because of a person's sins. The Shechina, what does it say? Rashi again. Mosef Rashi says be'izal loshan he kovelas umisnodedas alav. What exactly he said about the person? Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizori. I'm way down from my head, I'm way down from my arm. It's hard for Hashem, so to speak, Kaviyacha, to go ahead and have to even punish people that are doing the wrong thing. Im Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitztar Al Damin Shel Rishayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares so much about the blood of the Rishayim, Kav HaChomer Al Damin Shel Tzadikim Shenishbach. When is it happening to the blood of the Tzadikim, if something happens to them? Rishayim die, Hashem's in pain. Tzadikim die, Kav HaChomer is going to be in pain. Ashkech Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tali Biyevra, the Dasha Vekabachi. He saw him that he was by a door, Nishan ala Briach, by the area of the bolt of the door, and he was crying, Amalei. So he says, Shinana, my Kabachis, sharp one, why are you crying? This is a positive terminology here. Amalei, he says, back to him, Mizutra Medech Sivu Barabaran, is it small to you? That's what it says about the Chachamim. Rashi says, talking about the Rabbanim, the great people, that betalmidim ayotzim tabasra, for those who go off the derech. Again, he's worried about, as we're going to see as he spells it out, if such great people go out and they fall, what's going to be with me? Maybe I'm going to fall also, right? So that's what he says now. When he says, is it not, is a small thing to you, that I ate sofer, I ate shokel, I ate sofer as a migdalim. Where's the one who can count? Where's the one who can weigh? Where's the one who can count towers? Ayei sofer shahaya soferim kol otsir shebetorah. The sofer means someone who would go out and they would count all the letters that were found in the Torah. Ayei shahaya soferim kol otsir shebetorah. Ayei shokel shahaya shoklin kalim v'chamurin shebetorah. Who are the ones that are able to go out lidros kal from chomer and chomer from kal if yom mishkol shel kal v'chomer. Those who know how to do that. Ayei sofer and migdal were the ones who counted the towers. Shahaya shonim shlosh meos halacha b'migdal parech bavir. They taught over 300 halachas that have to do with a tower that's floating up in the air. Rashi gives a few different explanations. Yeshu Mefarshim, Shadoshin Govish Shalamid. It's talking about the top of a lamid. A lamid is made of a chaf and a vav on top of it, and the vav tilts a little bit. Vidoshin Bo Kol Zos. Yeshom, some say it's Migdal Dor Aflaga. It's the Dor of dispersion, the Tower of Babylon that was very high, so it looked like it was like floating. And he says another pshat. He says it's talking about something in Hilchos Olos. But the point is that Vamar Rabbi Ami said that the Tlas Mea Baya Bo Doig Achitofel Migdal Parech Bavir Doig Achitofel. They brought up 300 questions about this tower that floats. Tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah Shlosh Malachim Arba Idiot Hoselim Chilin Arba. There are three kings and four common people that have no chiluk in Olam Haba. And Rashi points out the Dalet Yotzos are Bilam, V'doig, V'achitochel, V'gechazi, found in Perek Chiluk in Sanhedrin. Point is that they were really great, great people, and they lost it all. Anan, Matei, Avalon, what's going to be with us? You know, if such great people fell, then what's going to be with me? So he says, Anan, Amar Leh, Shmuel says back to him, Shinana, Tina, Yisab, Aliva. He says, no, they had a problem. Rashi says, Rishayim, Hayim, Mimeim, they were Rishayim, from the very beginning. Now, if you're saying that that's what happened, that they had some issues already, pre-issues going on over here, and this now just came out to the forefront, to Acher Mai, what was the Acher's pre-game issue? Why wasn't his Torah, protect him? So basically, remember, Shmuel saying back to him, don't worry, your Torah protected because you're of a pure heart. Theirs is already like dirty and messed up. Acher Mai, what's Pshat? Why didn't he start protecting them? Zemer Yevani Lepatzik Mepumi, because Greek songs never left his lips. Rashi says, Vahayu Lo Laniach,
b'shil chorban habayis. B'shir lo yishtu yayin. According to us, he's pshat, they should have stopped because of the chorban. Others explained that he was singing heretical songs. Amar Allah v'alach yisir b'alach b'shosho yomim b'beis ha-midosh, when he got off the beis ha-midosh, har b'sifri minim noshrin mi'chiko, a lot of books from heretical books could fall from his lap. Rashi says, kodem she'hifkir atzmo tabasura. Amatina havas b'libo, he already had something in his heart that was off. Sha'ol nimos ha-gardi, oh, so basically he's saying, don't worry about it, you're good to go. These guys had something wrong already from the beginning. Sha'ol nimos ha-gardi, so mayor, nimos ha-gardi, was someone gardi, being someone who weaves, he asked the mayor, a non-Jew. Kol amar denachis liyora salik. Anytime you take wool and you put it into a place where they dye the wool, put it into the pot, doesn't the wool absorb all of it? In other words, isn't the Torah that God they learned by the Chachamim, shouldn't that go out to protect them or no? Kol alom dimashi says lefnei Chachamim, olalam tarasan lagin alam minachay. Does it protect them from sin? Amarlei says back to him, kol man dahava naki agavime salik. Anytime this wool is clean from the mama, in other words, from its when it came about, that will go ahead and it will suck up all the dye in a way that it's going to be protected. If it's clean from the mama, then yes, it will go ahead and it will soak it all up. Kol delo avinoki agavime lo salik. But if not, then it's not going to suck it up, meaning it's not going to be protected. Rashi says that kol sheyiras cheto, anyone whose fear of sin is kodenim tachachma, so it was before his wisdom, then ola lo kain nirbeina. That's how I say he's going to be protected. If his fear of sin, it comes before his wisdom. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. We're going to continue on with this Be'ez Hashem Yizburach tomorrow with going with Rabbi Akiva, who also made it up and went to depart this and he survived it. But until then, I wish all y'all a great, great day.